shit. Oh.
And Limbo. Craig snitches. Beep, beep, boop, up, beep. Beep, is this tenable for the session? Oh, OBS has joined us. I don't see you. Am I still a robot? Just how it's gonna have to be. Beep, beep, boop, bop. Am I a robot? I'll be back. Am I still a robot? Why? Because you proposed to me? Are you afraid of the consequences, Josh? I said I'll be right back, which was a no, yeah. It was a no. He fled. You're right, that's way worse. I have no idea. Wait, real quick. For me, I'm just quite, my parents are divorced, so like even it probably would have been better if you were talking smack. So like for me it's like did they fuck, I don't know, like it's not of consequence right now, but anyways, yeah, continue.
Ooh.
Interesting causation there.
I got sent the picture because I don't go on Instagram, and I was like, "What were they in Jersey City or something?" They're like the New York. Oh, I was just like, what? "Oh, okay." He's not like we were there. He's something way more important. I think it's very funny to be like, "Oh, you know what? We haven't checked out like the manhole cover at the end of this block in some time. The fuck?" And it just becomes a daily thing until you, like, and for Tanner, when George is like, "You didn't ask for permission." It would have been very gangster if you're like, "I asked for forgiveness." And it's just like. By the way, this is a proposal that you're taking a picture of.
So funny. You remember when I... Yeah. Yeah, you create expectations for other people to be on time.
Another person he needs to invite to the wedding, Josh? Yeah, right. Ugh. He's really close with his brother. Oh fuck. I forgot we were right in the middle of it. I forgot what we did, and it was zoomed in on like a different window when I was like moving stuff earlier, and I was like, we were in Foundry. What were we? And I see it now.
That was very funny when we were like discussing at the beginning of the one shot, like, oh, what's everyone good at? And George is like, I fuck up dirt and things that are made out of the earth constructs. We're like, why the fuck would you do that? And he's like, he always has some fucking robot we have to fight. What do you mean? And then we're like, all right, but like, what are the odds? And then there were so many. Yeah. Oh. Yeah. I guess I also. Along with Mike. Yeah, George's character. Wait a second. He's already called dibs on playing you.
Yay. Girls just want to have fun. Oh, it was this one. Ooh. Oh.
Drive. So, I know there are rules around using detect magic in combat and that it costs two actions, I have the diagnostic heart, and I also have the 24/7 detect magic feat. Can this dragon looks magical? Can I get an idea of the level of the dragon? What? Okay, I wasn't thinking for an incapacitation effect. I was thinking for a counteract check. No, that makes sense. And I guess I probably burned whatever free stuff to observe the portal. What level? I have an eighth rank dispel magic. I am looking to dump on something and immediately make it remove it from the battlefield. So is that information I would get is the whole of. Skills, Arcana, and then I have. Oh, it adds my diagnostic heart and my potency already. Very nice. 45. I see. That makes sense. Let's see. This thing is. How about this? Henrik, are you hasted? Let's change that. So I'm going to walk. Oh, I guess. Yeah, is this how high up is this dragon? 15. Oh, that's. Don't tell me haste is 30 feet, is it? It is. Am I 45? So I would have had to walk through to get any closer. Yeah, I don't think it's worth the damage. I don't know. There's not enough people up to use other crazy things. How about I don't think so. So do we think he's not immune to magical right now, or is he? Give me 1 second. Yeah, it does do void. So it's so do we think fire or ice actually he's we're figuring it out. So well, I still have three actions, so I'm gonna use one to cast spell preparation. This does physical and magical. Frigid Flurry. So I move up. I believe I move up to 120. Yeah. Why did I? Is the description different in? Well, either way, do I run? Oh, the area in Path Builder says line up to 120. Yeah. I mean, it's definitely maxed out at 120. I just okay. So DC 41 basic reflex. Oh, no. I move. It's just Rampart. Actually, oh, no, you're correct. I should move first, and then I can get both of them. So if I spend. Yeah, if I spend two actions to move, I guess I can't make the recall knowledge, but I can do this and then move, I don't know, 95 feet over here and get both. 41. Thirty-three and 32. I'll take it. Can I? No, I guess reusing a reaction for recall knowledge is probably a feat somewhere. Well, can I use my recognize spell reaction? Okay. Actually, wait, did I make a recall knowledge check earlier? I rolled Arcana. Right. Okay. I do have a reaction that allows me to reroll a recall knowledge, but okay. Are you upset that it's hitting me? Yeah, 18d6 is. I think 48 is pretty low, outcome wise. I think the average is like into the 60s. I think this thing is capable of casting 10th level. It's worth it to, I think it's worth it to gamble. I think it's worth it to gamble for the success. Oh, all right. You kill it instantly. I can do damage. I just didn't want to burn another ninth level spell, but I can do damage to him.
Hold on. Would it be useful to delay the consequences? There will be no consequences until next turn. Miss by one. What a moron. What a fucking idiot, dude. For his life.
No. So, I was thinking of casting a level 7 disintegrate and trying to stack and take advantage of this guy being in particularly bad saving condition. I have something better than disintegrate. So an additional -2 status penalty wouldn't reduce his saves any further. Like, he currently has lots of status. Fair enough. Fair enough. Maybe on subsequent turns, but I'm gonna do damage to him right now. I have damage. Nullify, a 10th level nullify by the Worm Wrath. That's fair enough. Nine. So my spell did do damage. No, but the type is still damage. Yeah. So that was a 98. Now, what you guys want me to try to cut this guy's cord? I'm not really handy with the steel. I'm not a regulator, but because of that's fine. So that was one action because of flourish stuff. How many uses of I have one use of quicken casting left. It does feel pertinent to use it, and I don't think Rampart is going to be as easy to hit as he is right now. So let's do Gur Strike for one action, and then what did we rule? Did we rule Quicken Casting still leaves it at two actions, but it has to.
Okay, so if I use Quicken Casting with a two action spell, it just becomes a one action. It doesn't hit the flourish rules. So we'll do that with trying to get the correct level here. This is so this is also going to be free action Shadow Signet. Victor didn't appear to be particularly reflexive last time he had to roll one, so he's gonna make a reflex save. Or I'm gonna roll, yeah. Pop, pop, pop. Do me a favor and make a DC 41 basic fort. So it's still a failure. He takes full damage. Because it's a crit, it steps the success down one. Eighty-one. Where's your dragon now? Where's your dragon now? Where is he? Oh, where's your dragon now? Yeah, which one? Oh, I should have mentioned in the down. This is gonna feel like I'm such. I just remember this. This is gonna feel like I'm retconning super hard. I have scroll savant feat, which gives me four scrolls per day. Because of the level that we are, they're all seventh level. One of my scrolls that I prepare each day is Energy Aegis, and it's just a daily spell that gives me five. Resistance to acid, cold, electricity, fire, force, negative, positive, and sonic damage. I cast it in between rooms because I forgot to cast it at the start of the day, and I realized I had this while we were in this horrific dungeon. I don't feel good about this roll. I'm gonna re. I can use the mythic point after knowing the result. Or is it before? Okay. Is this. Wait, hold on. This is not a spell, or is this a spell? Okay. Yeah, I'll go ahead and hero point this. So I'm an expert, so I add how many? Expert gives me four. Nice. Okay.
What? What do you mean sealed? Is he a fucking bathtub, Josh? What do you mean he's sealed on the inside? Wait, 10, do you have any resistances? Does your resistance bring it to zero or something? Oh, okay. Yeah, he didn't. Yeah, he didn't pop his arm off. Also, George, this is like a 50-50 heist damage Divex. I would have more damage if. If I knew he would just be doing damage. So there are lots of like hallucination spells that I can't, I just would not be useful right now. It'd be funnier if the spell was a word of slang, so it's like cap, bam. Lump. I don't get that slang. I'm not from your generation. Groovy. Oh, God. Having a giant dragon walk by and just be like, get the fuck. I thought it was 106.
Actually, yeah, I can't remember, but it was 100. It was 105. It was, yeah.
Had four more. I believe Dawn is also pasted. Now, my fun ninth level spell is not here because of the dragon. Let's see, where can I move? I would like to move. Does this get me within 30 feet? No. Okay, so let's go back. Is there any way to get within? Yeah, I guess if I walk real direct. Hey, Rampart, how's it going? It's 20 feet. Hold on, put me up here. Yeah, okay, 25. This has got to be 25 from. Nope. So it looks like I'm gonna attack the Wyrmwraith. That's because I probably will next turn. But for this turn, we're gonna switch things up a bit. And I forgot to roll two attack rolls for my last disintegrate because I cast Sure Strike. We're not gonna forget this turn. So we're gonna do this. We're gonna do this whole. I am a universalist wizard. If I prepare one disintegrate, I really have two disintegrates. And Rampart. Yeah. And actually, no, I want to try something funny with this dragon. If it's alive during my next turn. But I will note that I have a third disintegrate. I have a third disintegrate because of a feat I took that gives me another drain bonded item for two levels lower than my highest, and I just happened to prepare disintegrate at seven. But anyways, I'm very grateful. Oh, I'm rolling damage. Attack. This is again Shadow Signet to Rampart's reflex. Oh wow, 40 is the best we're gonna get. But is that to hit him? No, this is to hit me. He has to make a fort save. He does succeed, so he will take half damage, which is 48. 48? 49. And that's the turn. It's a move, a one action spell, and then a flourish two action. Disintegrate. There's a third one.
Oh, it's in red. Target has sturdy shield major plus two. Like, it's the worst thing ever. Oh. Stick. The magic of friendship. Oh. I'm not actually strong enough. I'm not actually strong enough to hold up this shield or raise it. Isn't there a What do I do? What do I do?
Fuck you. You could move to attack Dynavax and risk attacks of opportunity. Yes. Yes. 50s.
history of me.
So the spool, I forgot. Is it coming out of the dragon, or is it something coming out of the top of the room, or? I see. Okay. He's gonna get a big fly swatter and just.
So we really need to take care of this spool.
That's fine.
No. I'll spend my second drain bonded item at 7th level. The last drain bonded item I have above 6th level, mind you. Didn't I cast this? Oh, I probably moved something out to put shit here. Okay. So it just removes it. Frigid Flurry. I am going to dash like Fox from Brawl through the center of the spool. Very nice. Also, does it have to be through the spool over there, or can I pick like some spool thing closer to the dragon? Okay. Damage, because it auto fails. How high did I need to go to hit it? Yeah, why not? Forty feet seems far. That means that I'm moving as far past the spool as I am before the spool, but I can stop after the spool. Yeah, but the path builder version of this says up to 120 foot line. Fair enough. I thought I moved 90 feet to get there. I was here, so it's. Yeah. The R guy. Just where I want to be. 15 damage, you said? No, I think I took damage earlier. Maybe I took damage from something prior. 172. That was one action. So let's see. How can I get back? Because I want to stay near this and continue to do damage. It's just, I don't know if I can beat the threshold the whole time. Let's work on. Actually, wait. What's the range of chain lightning? 500 feet? No, I already cast it. Yeah. I already cast a two action spell, so I'll just walk towards the dais in the center. Oh, I can't walk all that distance. I can only walk 25. I think he has time.
Hey, Karkov. Is there a place to dock the orb? I don't. No idea. Not so funny, though, is it?
This guy's been privately rolling this whole dang time. Yeah.
Be here.
Dude, it's not silence. There's plenty of voices in my head.
At 36 to look for an orb port. I guess. Sure.
Refocus was a good call. I mean, I also had a lot of carryover. 61. Oh, never mind. Sixty 61. You put I don't think I don't this is like pulling this is like pulling a Pokemon out of its Pokeball in like thunder and lightning. Like, what the fuck, dude? I was just chilling. Friends?
Do either of you know where Tenno's house is? Is it here? Low on juice. The I mean, we've been in it. It'd be getting back in that is not easy.
Oh. I Yeah. Oh, they're polite in this room. 37. Best it again. Are the spools not useful? It's like magic thread. How big are they? And bulk wise, I willing to give up 2,000 clockwork dials to grab one of these? Yeah, I'll grab one.
That's true. We did pull the favor for moving the gun. Is the gun something? Hold on, let me see exactly what. Discern location. To target an object, you have to have touched it or a fragment of it. Doesn't qualify. I think locate might have something similar. If the target is a specific object, you must have observed it directly with your own senses. This means even if someone is like projecting the image in my head, I doesn't count as me seeing it. Type of object. Can I pick gun artifacts? What if I cast it twice? Probably. John, how many tricks do you have left for sneakiness? Do we have a way of contacting who was it? Who is the person that said that they could move the gun for us? The playwright. Do we have a way of contacting the playwright to ask if it's been done? I think, yeah, no, I think we'd have to enter. I think we preset the teleporter. I wasn't thinking Saren. And if the gun was, well, if the gun was moved from the vault, it'd be down. And it's down the other two. Think. Yeah, untrained. I think we need to make an attempt now to use the gun moved. So I think I have. But then Dyvex will swirl his hand and it'll start to light up. I have one use of disappearance. An eighth level shrouding spell. I told you guys I was half prepared for a heist. So we can use this. It grants 10 minutes of the closest we can get besides a ninth rank disappearance to avoid all detection and just see if the gun is there. And if the gun is there, we can make a grab for it, and we can have these teleporters prepped for somewhere else. Grab it and run out, and mission accomplished. If the gun is not in there, I mean, I'm not going to use that eighth level to get us out of here or to kill anyone. So to have them go into the ultraviolet area and go into the residences, because it has not been that long since we've requested that the gun be moved. And as far as we can tell, unless he took it to the city in yellow, it kind of narrows down exactly where the gun is going to be. I mean, as far as I can tell, the best hint is that an officer was just killed, and there is a very capable group making their way through here, and maybe the best place for the gun is closer to where he sleeps than a vault that apparently the group that's in here has been proven they have a decent chance of getting through. I would be surprised if they didn't have some sort of health monitor on all the officers. I think it's the best we got. For what? An hour. Wait, say that again.
Yeah, but that feels like a bit more like a gamble. Are we ready? I imagine so. I mean, if we can get out of Oresk entirely, I think. Yeah, but we gotta stick around to try to get the gun. Yeah, I think we should. Well, if we sleep, he probably won't put it. He'll probably put it back. So. Actually, is Kharkov. So, the concrete is anti-magic. Would an eighth level, or would Divex know if an eighth level discern location is able to pierce the concrete? I don't think that's a good idea. I don't think either of those. I think sleeping in, I think we disappear someone and check if it's if the gun is in the dorms. I think just outside, and then have Rampart just open all the doors to the vault, and then hopefully we have enough nukes with us in the vault that when he gets to us, we just fucking exterminate him. Like, I'm not 100% against that because that sounds fun, but I think disappear and the emergency. Teleport is to an area in the city in Sarengrad in case it doesn't work and we have to come back after a long rest. I don't know if it's. Yeah, the fact that he'll know the door opens is really a challenge.
Yeah. Do I have anything useful for safely sleeping in our arch enemy's most sacred research facility? So we want razor sharp watch, which I guess a bunch of us will be awake. In the event of someone coming in, we just leave. So we set the teleporter to somewhere in Sarengrad, or where is this teleporter set to while we sleep? Yeah, but there might be God-killing weapons in the vault that we can use on them. Yeah, wait, Tanner, hold on, because you said it was a good idea. I was like, I guess I'm surprised. I'm probably going to be outvoted. Why did you think the vault was a good idea as a place to run if people come into the room while we're sleeping? You didn't think they'd follow us, or? Oh. That's a bit foolish. Also, yeah, but all that said was expect the unexpected. It's like the biggest middle finger to anyone trying to plan for us. So, we surprise everyone, even ourselves. No, I like it because okay, let's say that they have 50% confidence that we're going somewhere that is not dangerous to them. So we can assume around half the people that are chasing us are going to chase us through there. Whatever party we're going to. Karkot, they're not coming through. And if one of them comes through, I think we can kill them right now. If it's both, we're rolling some dice. And then what we bang on the wall. Oh my God, we could. I also just realized we can set the teleporter to just past the ultraviolet door and thus not trigger the door alert. But then you have to open it when you come back, and that sounds very intense to be sprinting away as the door opens and hoping that he doesn't. It might be better to rest in the vault. I think that makes me feel better, is resting in the vault, and And we sort of figure out how to get out once we're in there, and maybe someone's going to come check on the vault, maybe. You're trustworthy. Is unfortunate. Yeah, and the only issue I could foresee, and Divex will turn to Hallie and Tenno. I understand you guys have been doing a specific role. Has there been any chatter of sleeping in the vault? Or visiting the vault often from the people that run this. Forty-two. Okay. I do like the belt and suspenders way that Lev suggested as well, where disappearance dawn, all get in the orb, we silently enter the vault through this teleporter just to make sure that no shenanigans are occurring for the next 10 minutes or so, and then disappearance fades, we all hop out. Or dawn just remains hidden because he did that in this room earlier. Someone that can see through magic invisibility. He couldn't see him, so apparently it's very potent for you to just be hidden. So let's do that. Yep. Hold on. Hold on. Does anyone have a bomb on them? I realize that the teleporter will remain set on the vault. Can we just change set it? Okay. Yeah, they're going to go into the vault, and like it's gonna be the Thanksgiving scene from Spider-Man 1, where Peter Parker is on the ceiling and he's got like a cut, and the fucking Green Goblin is walking around his room, and it'll be like, what was that? And it's just like dawn on the ceiling, and then they'll leave because what the fuck? I guess they're not here. Are we good or are we lucky? I can't believe we killed. It was not looking good last session. Like we'd be able to kill him within I don't know, the heat death of the universe, and then. Combined. Did I pick correct when targeting his reflex instead of his fort or will? I felt bad that I burned so many desiccates because I was like, shit, I don't have, like, I can't drain bonded item for 8th. And then also the weirds, but the weirds did mental damage. Okay.
But also, it is the most weft move. We don't we're in somewhere crazy. Some shit's hitting the fucking fan. We don't know what the fuck is going on, and we triple down. We go, you know what? Can we enter the thing that's hard to get out of and inside at the same time? And can we fucking sleep there? I mean, if Kharkov has a permanent scry, he's like, I'm gonna leave. I don't know what these maniacs are up to. I'm getting out of here. Yeah, I was gonna say, how much bulk is it, Josh? I'm going to have to part ways. I'm gonna have to part ways with 5,000 clockwork. Guys, do we really need this teleporter room? It looks like, based on what I cast and the response I got, they're probably in, I don't know, the most secure place in the entire planet. Whatever, I'll go get the. And then he's just like, he unlocks the last door, and as it's creaking open, he has the epiphany. He's like, oh no. And then we just jump. No, even better, the scene plays out. He's just like talking to the slip seer in the dorms, and it's just like. Yeah, I couldn't scry on them. They have to be in, like, I don't know, the most secure place on, I don't know, this fucking continent. And the slips here last. You mean, like, the place, like, the vault? And he's like, yeah, no, exactly. Whatever. I'm gonna go check out the. Doesn't come back. Sure. What were the cows called? We meet one of the cows, and you have upgraded all enemies to level 17. So, like, the random wildlife now are just. Yeah. To be fair, they have it capped for specific things. Yeah.
Yeah.